Moving on, a series of bombings in three Muslim countries on Friday has claimed over 100 lives. Terrorists targeted mosques and a funeral in cities across the center of Iraq, including Baghdad. At least 67 people have been confirmed dead so far. Mosques were also targeted in Pakistan. Two explosions hit two mosques in the village of Bazdara in the Malakand region of northwest Pakistan. At least 20 civilians were killed, with the death toll expected to rise. Meanwhile, across the Afghan border in nearby Kandahar, a blast in the wealthy Aino Mina neighborhood killed at least 9 people and wounded more than 70 others. All three countries have been targets of this U.S.'s so-called war on terror. Let's go to Washington and talk to Dr. Randy Short, human rights activist. Welcome to the program. So, Dr. Short, I mean, bombings in several countries in one day, I mean, what could this mean?
I would think it's an increased effort to destabilize the various societies. You know, if you look at Iraq, there's been an effort by the head of state there, Prime Minister Maliki, to try to assert control, and yet the Kurds are being supported by external forces to try to weaken Iraq. There's a desire to make Pakistan a smaller state, breaking certain parts off, making Baluchistan a state. I've seen maps where people would like to do that. And of course, for Afghanistan, you have an illegal and brutal occupation. You have a lot of people being killed by both occupation forces as well as people in resistance. And for all we know, these could be false flags, which justify the continuation. If you recall, this week, there's been a lot of apprehension about the fact it seems as if the American occupation of Afghanistan is going to be prolonged indefinitely. So if you can show that the government there or whoever isn't able to keep control, then that justifies the continued presence of these external forces occupying the country and terrorizing the people.
And of course, what impact could this have on Muslim unity and solidarity in general?
Well, that's questionable, because you've got the Wahhabi-led Saudi Arabian Qatar in particular, and then other monarchies that don't seem to really want Muslim unity. They seem to want their small percentage to continue to have a disproportionate amount of money. They work with Israel, the United States, and NATO against their Muslim brothers and sisters. So I think the division is a lot of money for them. Why would they want to give this up? So the question would be, when will the real Ummah and the real Ulama stand up and perhaps challenge these forces that claim to be Muslim and claim to represent the Prophet, peace be upon him, but you don't see it.
Indeed. Well, we'll leave it there for the time being. Many thanks to Dr. Randy Short, human rights activist from Washington. Thanks for your time there, sir, as always.